Hello, it's Tom. Hello?
Hello, hi. Is this Blanket Property Inspections?
Yes.
Hey, Tom. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Okay. Hi, John.
Hi. I was giving you a call back. I actually spoke with you back in June about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results for property inspections.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And we had another listing become available. I know the last time I spoke with you, you said if we had another opening to circle back with you and see how things are going. You were doing that home advisor thing back then. Are you still using that?
No.
No? Okay. I kind of imagine, I think I was trying to tell you back then, that thing's kind of a scam, huh?
Well, I stopped it immediately. I got all my money back and the whole thing, so.
Good. Yeah,
because it wasn't presented to me the way it ended up being.
This meeting, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I spent my whole day
yesterday arguing with those guys. I have a client that was using them, and they ran him up like a $3,500 bill. He was a roofer, and they just kept sending him all these leads, and he didn't know every time he opened the lead that he was getting charged like $120 a pop for roofing leads. So he was super. Yeah, it was bad. So I had to, like, do this fraud report with the FTC. They actually already have been investigating them, and they're considering even shutting them down. But I had to fill out this whole report with them and get on the phone with them. It was a long day of home advisor yesterday. So it's kind of ironic when we had this spot open for home inspection, and then I saw you were using that in the past. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. I almost didn't call you. I was like, not these guys again. No, but I'm glad that you got out of that, you know. What do you think about, you know, listing the company on the first page of Google for home inspection? I mean, you don't have to pay per lead. You know, the customers just, if they're Googling home inspection, they see you as a top option. They got your name, address, phone number, link to your website. We let them call you directly.
Yeah, well, I've been, you know, I've got Google Ads now, and even though I'm not at the top,
yeah,
there's a very small percentage of people who, you know, even though it's viewed, still goes the next step. You know, there's a certain percentage that, you know, and I forget off the top of my head what it is, that'll click it, but they don't follow through. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't like pay-per-click, just like I don't like pay-per-lead. You know, this is a Google Places placement. So the Google Places are the guys on the map there when you do the search. Have you ever seen that? It's just under the ads. They're always up there. The ads rotate, too. So, like, sometimes you do the search, you're up there, and another time you do the search, you're not up there. And then you're getting charged for clicks, even if the customer doesn't actually call you or turn into a client. It's basically the same thing as paying per lead, you know? We do offer that service, but the problem with the ads is some people don't even like to click on it because they know how it works. They know it's pay per click, and they're like, hey, if I'm not for sure going to go with this guy, I'm not going to click on it. You know what I mean? And the other thing is the local maps, guys are verified local businesses. So you know, you could see on the map where they are, you know, and that they're kind of closer to you. So it's always easier to go with the guy that's local, you know, than call a guy that might be three cities over. You know, the ads can be people from far away. So I've noticed a lot more success. About 83% of searches are starting and stopping on the Google Places section. Why did you jump into ads and not go with the local listing, which wasn't available at the time you signed up for the ads?
No, it's, you know, as far as the price, I mean, you know, you can gear it up or gear it down as much as what you wanted to, you know what I mean?
So the price flexibility is what got you to try it out. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if you're already running ads and we don't have to put that in a package and you already have your own website, we don't have to build a site for you, you know, I could get, and you're a veteran, right, so I could apply a veteran's discount. I could get the pricing as low as $199 on a local listing for you, and it's month-to-month. You know, you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that, so, you know, you could try it out. I'm pretty sure if you compare it side-by-side with your ad or with the home advisor thing, well, you canceled home advisor, but it would be a no-brainer for you. I mean, I'm sure you see a lot more success getting that pin going and having yourself verified locally and listed locally.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know. It's just that, you know, the jobs are not coming in, so it's difficult for me to pay. Now,
I hear you. Don't give up before you try. You know, I have guys
when
I call them back, and they're like, "Hey, we closed that business," and I'm like, "Man, where would we be if you would actually like just put yourself in front of people who are already looking for the services locally?" You know.
That's why, like, you know, I'm willing to give it a try, but I'm only, like, looking at going for a month, you know what I mean?
It's month to month, so that's all I ask is give it a shot before you give up, you know what I mean? And I'm telling you, if you pause the home advice or pause the Google ads and let this run, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at the numbers that you see.
All right, I'm willing to go for at least a month here.
Okay, you're going to love it, Tom. I'm telling you. I was trying to get you to switch way before in June, and it was just a bad timing for you. So I'm going to create your GMB, and I'm going to submit it for verification right now. I think you've gone through this process once before where they send you that PIN in the mail. Is that right?
They send me a PIN in the mail.
Yeah, it's like a little postcard that comes to your mailbox, and it says Google on it, and there's like a 5-digit number on the back of it that we get from you?
It doesn't sound familiar.
How weird. Okay, so you're running your ad and you really haven't even been PIN verified at all. That's so strange. Okay.
No, they had I did it all online. I didn't, you know.
Yeah, so you set it up yourself. That's another thing, too. I mean, we have Google certified technicians in-house. So it's going to require a lot less legwork from you in order to get this up and running. We're actually monitoring the traffic, you know, and seeing, we'll have recommendations on, hey, maybe we should, you know, target the this keyword more than the other one. You know, maybe I noticed there's a bigger increase in radon inspection, and, you know, we want to focus more on that than the home inspection. You're obviously going to be listed for 15 keywords at a time, so you'll still have those, but it's just an example, right? We're back here actually monitoring the search trends. But are you still at the 10236 Winthrop Road?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, they said they were going to send a verification there, but it looks like the process was never completed. So I'll resend it to you. So basically it's just a postcard. It'll say Google right on it. It'll have the business name on the front. So it'll say Blanket Property Inspections. And then there's a 5-digit number on the back of it that I need from you. Once we get that PIN, we can go ahead and go live with the account, so you're in position to start receiving calls from that point moving forward.
Okay.
Okay. Is Tom short for Thomas?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want me to hide your business address?
It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, what's the upside, downside of doing that?
Well, people don't know where you live if you're doing business from home. You don't got to worry about anybody showing up at your doorstep uninvited.
Okay, you go ahead and hide it.
It's a good selling point, right? All right. So when you see your listing, it'll still say Streetsboro, Ohio, 44241. It just won't have the actual street address, and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions, so you don't have to worry about that. And then how do you want your hours of operation listed there?
8 a.m., 10 p.m.
8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends as well?
7 days a week.
Okay, so a little Monday through Sunday. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. I love working with the home inspection guys. You guys always have such good turnover with these local listings because, like, the cost of a home inspection is usually anywhere from, like, $200 to $450. So it's like the first job we get you, you've already offset the cost, and it's a write-off for you. All right, what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts I applied with the veterans rate and everything.
I've got two.
Okay.
I've got a Gmail, and then I've got the email address from the website itself.
Right, yeah, the Tom at Blanket Property Inspections.
Yeah.
It's not something that I'm going to have displayed. It's more so just to get you this information. There's also a tracking system, too, so I can show you all the leads that we're bringing in. But this one's already on your website, so, I mean, we might as well use that one, right?
Yep.
All right. So I'll send it there. And then there will be a client interview. So client interview sounds complicated, but it's pretty easy. about 20 to 30 questions. They're going to ask you about the services you offer, the service area you travel to. Just kind of pick your brain, make sure we're representing you properly. Usually it could take about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule look like today?
I am open from about 2 to 4.
2 to 4? Okay. Let me see what we got. Okay. I got a 2 to 3 available today.
Okay. Yeah, it works.
All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'll also send you a text 1 hour prior just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could reschedule it, but I want to make sure that we get it knocked out as soon as possible. And then we operate a lot different than a home advisor or running a Google ad by yourself. So since we're Google certified, I'm going to be your account lead. I'm actually going to be kind of walking you through things. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you can always contact me directly. We also have a 24/7 customer service department available to you. So if you need assistance, you know, any time of the day, there's always a representative here to help you. And then I'm also here from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every day.
Okay.
All right. And then I just texted that to you now. Get your client interview confirmed, and then we'll get the position secured, and you'll be good to go back to work until the client interview between 2 and 3. Okay, so let's confirm this. It's going to be with a separate technician. They're going to call you from an 877 number. Is this the best number to contact you, the line that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds complicated, but it's super easy, okay? Don't stress out about it. You'll see the call come in, and then it's just a set amount of questions, like a questionnaire. So you don't got to hop in front of a computer or anything crazy. We just want to make sure we're representing you properly and not listing you for anything you don't provide. I want people blowing you
okay.
up for nothing, you know?
Yep.
All right.
Got it.
So I got the profile set up. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that, Tom?
I don't.
I don't either, but I'm telling you, it's a good thing. I hear you.
All right. Card.
Okay, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address for sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
All right. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay, 5240.
5240.
3890.
3890.
0990.
0990.
9454.
9454. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
05 of 26.
05 of 26, and then 3-digit code on the back?
689.
689. Okay, I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification as an added form of protection for you because of the discounts that I applied and that veterans credit that I gave you. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, Tom, just stop me, okay? I can always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line now. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Blanket Property Inspections.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Thomas Blankenship, owner, operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, so that's not saying you can't do anything additional. You shouldn't need anything else after this. There is like a directory submission that we do for you, so you get like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, a bunch of other directories that you could generate leads from too. But the reason we put that in there is I just don't want you to pay for something you already have or, like, duplicate any of the listings that we've already created for you.
Understood.
All right. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it 2 months when you first start out. We've noticed the second month's usually more profitable because you don't have that, like, setup period of PIN verification and everything. But it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of long-term contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 15th, 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. Now, this is a platinum package. So I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the campaign. I applied a new in business credit since, according to our record, you started in March. And then I also applied a veteran's discount. What branch were you in? I'm sorry. I didn't have
Army.
That on file. Army. Okay. I just had in here from the last time we spoke that you were a vet, but it didn't say what branch. So at least they have that on file. And then it says, when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 15th day. It'll be in the discount amount of $199 for as long as you're with us. So that won't ever go up or change. It says here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not bound to a contract. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms. All right. So upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome text message as well as a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It'll also contain the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Are you tech savvy? Be honest with me.
Somewhat,
okay. There's an app that you could download for this. It's like hooked up to a tracking system. It's at your own discretion if you want to do that, but it just kind of allows you to pull your phone out of your pocket and get your leads, you know. Most of the leads are going to call you live, but if you're working a job and you miss the calls, it does pipeline them. So it kind of saves their number, what they looked up to find you, and that way you can go in there and circle back with them when you're available. Does that sound like something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, I probably would be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to miss opportunities, so I'll request the app, and I'll have them send the link to that as well, so you can just download it, and then it'll also come with like a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use it. So once you download it, you got the username and password, and you can watch that video. And then again, if you ever have any problems with this stuff, like, I get it. I have guys that I work with that are like 80 years old. They're way past the phones and stuff. They call me all the time. I walk them through stuff. So, you know, don't hesitate to call in if you need it.
Okay.
All right. That concludes our initial sign-up process, though. So thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I know you're kind of busy right now. I'll let you get back to your work in front of you, and then we'll circle back with you between 2 and 3 for that client interview, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. You're going to love this. I'm telling you. Thank you for giving me the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to make sure you don't regret it.
Okay.
All right, Tom. I'll talk to you.
I don't remember you said that.
I tried to tell you in June, man. If you would have went with me in June, we'd probably be in a lot better situation than we are right now, but that's okay. I don't want to say I told you so. I told you so.
Well, we'll see. All right.
I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks. Have a good one.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.